The Idaho Legislature's Budget Committee worked hard this week and passed several bills. One of those will fund Medicaid and Medicaid expansion, which was approved by voters last November. But Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright that doesn't mean it's a done deal.
So here we are. It's the 1st of March. We're probably looking at just a little over 3 weeks left in this session if everything goes as planned. And that's always a big if anytime you're talking about a legislature.
Especially the Idaho legislature.
Pretty much any legislature. But yeah, Idaho in particular, because there is no firm sine die date in Idaho, whereas in a lot of states, they have to be done by a certain day. It's constitutional in a lot of states. So
in Idaho, it's whenever they get everything done.
It's whenever they get everything done. And they generally do a pretty good job of keeping it somewhere between 80 and 90 days. But, you know, once in a while, it gets away from them. And I think the key characteristic right now is that JFAC is putting out a lot of the budget bills at this point.
The Joint Finance and Appropriations Committee.
And they have already dealt now with the two largest parts of the budget in Idaho. We talked last week about the fact that they've passed the K-12 budget out to the floor unanimously. And we talked about how extraordinary that was, given the fact that you have two new co-chairs in JFAC. And then this week, they passed the Medicaid budget out.
The other big budget.
And they passed it unanimously. So I think this is an important thing. This is a big story, is that on the budget stuff, the legislature so far, at least the key committee so far, has been playing within the boundaries. They seem to all be on the same page at this point.
So Medicaid expansion, money to fund Medicaid expansion passed in that Medicaid budget, but
correct,
that may not be the end of the story. And to be clear, the budget still has to go through the House and the Senate.
Budget bills almost always pass once they come out of JFAC. It's extraordinarily rare for the floor to not go along with what JFAC has deemed the appropriate amount of money. But you're right, we still have the substantive bill, that is the substance of the Medicaid expansion, the law itself, if you will, and what that's going to look like. And there's still talk about sideboards to that. I think if there's going to be a hang-up in this session, that's still likely to be it. You know, we've got essentially the money's been set, given Governor Little's vision of what this should look like. It's not clear yet entirely whether the legislature's vision is going to be the same as that, and that could throw a bit of a wrench into this. We'll see.
And the other big topic this week, mandatory minimums for drug sentences.
This is a very interesting bill, Samantha, for a couple reasons. One is it's a bipartisan sponsorship here. You have a Democrat and a Republican who have sponsored this piece of legislation. This is a bill that would essentially not make it mandatory that mandatory minimum sentencing be done. I mean, essentially what this does is it just takes the word mandatory out of the minimum sentencing requirement in the case law. And this has to do largely with drug possession cases. And as we all know, that's become a big issue in terms of overcrowding in the prisons in Idaho. This is basically an effort to give a little more discretion to the sentencing judges on this particular issue. This bill actually passed in the House last year, but it didn't come out of the Senate. I don't think it was even taken up in the Senate, if I recall correctly. So this bill passed out of committee pretty easily, 13-4 vote, I think it was. It's on the floor of the House, will probably be taken up in the next day or two, maybe today on Friday. That bill will, if it passes in the House again, then it'll go to the Senate. And it'll be interesting to see if it passes this time in the Senate. We've talked many times, Samantha, about the fact that sometimes it takes several years for a piece of legislation to make it all the way through the process. And this may be one of those cases. It'll be really interesting to watch the progress of this bill. And by the way, this bill is House Bill 99, if you want to follow along at home.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown. They pick apart the Idaho legislature each week to find out how it affects you. And this week, they talk to the head of the Idaho Department of Agriculture. You can find Legislative Breakdown in the NPR One app or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.